We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, refined viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani Tapiracuay, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Evzenet City, channel Z26 on Alha Tengger Cable TV. And channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Senling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhaul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Alha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotus, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 107 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. and in Chia ECT Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows, smartphones, and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the American state of Hawaii establishes the first debris cleanup program in the nation. In art news, a 7-year-old British child prodigy creates amazing pictures. In community news, a Canadian Good Samaritan risks his life to rescue a canine from a fire. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 13th, acclaimed Indian poet and leader Miss Sarojini Naidu was born in 1879 in Hyderabad, India. An exceptional student, she traveled to Europe at age 16 and studied poetry in England's King's College and Girton College. Her famous collections include The Golden Threshold and The Bird of Time. She was known as the Nightingale of India and was recognized as among the great orators of her time. Miss Naidu campaigned for the rights of children, women, and workers. In 1925, she became the first Indian woman to become president of the Indian National Congress and later was the first woman governor of a state in India. May pioneering leaders such as Ms. Sarojini Naidu help humanity to reach a resplendent age of peace and sustainability.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Since late December 2009 and January, non-stop rains caused several rivers to flood in Antioquia, northwestern Colombia. According to local officials, more than 9,000 families lost their possessions and livelihoods in the region of Turbo Municipality.
Las comunidades afectadas en la zona urbana fueron 13 barrios y en la zona rural fueron 21 veredas. Para un total aproximado, estadísticamente, de 47,431 personas afectadas.
El agua entró con tanta dimensión que arrasó aproximadamente 8 casas, dejando a la gente casi totalmente en la calle.
Supreme Master Qinghai had quickly requested that our nearby association members go to assist and comfort the afflicted, expressing her deep condolences and prayers, as she also offered $10,000 donation in emergency aid, an amount that could obtain $50,000 in materials obtained in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living.
On January 8th, our association's relief teams from Colombia and Costa Rica traveled to Turbo, where they worked with local officials to deliver basic food items to 15 towns, including rice, beans, sugar, salt, oil, and flour. Many families have been subsisting only on bananas since the floods and were grateful for the timely aid from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Todo momento esté acordándose de nosotros. Le doy gracias a Dios por ella y que Dios le bendiga donde esté.
Queremos expresarle el más grande agradecimiento a usted de todo corazón.
During the mission, our association's relief team also distributed to receptive residents the SOS flyers on global warming and their highlight of the vegan diet solution.
Quiero darle especialmente los agradecimientos a la maestra en nombre de toda la población del municipio de Turbo.
Our appreciation, local government officials, for your efforts to help the flood-affected people. We join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. Our prayers that such extreme events cease through humanity's greater consideration of the ecosphere.
Cyclone Pat strikes Cook Islands. On the island of Aitutaki, winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour collapsed nearly 90% of the 2,000 residents' homes, while tourist resorts reportedly avoided damage. The main island of Rarotonga and its 9,400 residents prepared by closing government offices and shops. Meanwhile, Director of Emergency Management Charles Carlson stated that a team of engineers, Red Cross, and health personnel would investigate Aitutaki's damage for repair. Fortunately, there were no reports of fatalities or injury. We are thankful for the safety of the Cook Islands residents and visitors alike, wishing the inhabitants of Aitutaki a rapid return to their regular daily lives and that such weather patterns stabilize as benevolence prevails among all humankind.
Ecuador swept by floods. Coming after the worst drought in 40 years, recent arrival of the nation's rainy season has been extreme, with floods claiming 12 lives as bridges collapsed and crops were submerged. Over 100 families have been evacuated to shelters, with at least 70 who are still in need of rescue.
Provinces most affected include Esmeraldas, Manabi, Guayas, Los Ríos, El Oro, and Loja. A state of emergency has been declared in numerous regions while governmental agencies pledged help to rebuild homes. Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our local association members please go if possible to the most affected regions and help those in need, adding that necessary funds are available.
We are thankful for the swift assistance of the Ecuadorian government and emergency personnel, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's kind-hearted offer of aid. With our sympathies for those who lost loved ones, we send best wishes for the soon recovery of the flood affected, and that we may succeed in eliminating the imbalance of such conditions through our increased compassion for our planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ukrainian president elected. Declared winner of the presidential election held on Saturday, February 6th, President-elect Mr. Viktor Yanukovych has previously served as governor of Donetsk Oblast and twice as the nation's prime minister. Speaking of his goals, the president-elect affirmed his hopes to expand relations with Russia as well as establish a free trade zone and visa-free travel with the European Union. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. Wishing you success in realizing the highest ideals of your beautiful country and to the Ukrainian people. At first, social and health impacts of pig factory farm. For Ms. Joanne Dion and her neighbors, in the once picturesque town of Richelieu, Quebec, Canada, it wasn't just the unbearable smell of the new mega pig farm. It was the devaluation of their homes, not to mention the debilitating bouts of illness with diarrhea and asthma. But for Ms. Dion, the most adverse impact of the 5,800 pig production facility was environmental.
With each pig generating three times the waste of a human, the multi-million liters of liquid manure was used to fertilize the only crop that could withstand its toxicity, namely genetically modified corn, which in turn was used to feed the farmed pigs. But this noxious substance has also caused pollution, biodiversity loss, and erosion, which turns the river brown and poisonous from the untreated runoff. Supreme Master Television's correspondent tells us more about this example of intensive animal farming, which is now the source of nearly all meat sold in North America.
The amount of pig that are produced in those factories, it's a very large amount. So unfortunately, it's not because the animals smell, but it's because of the concentration of the animals, because of their waste. There's a bad smell produced by them, especially when they spread the manure.
The farm is divided in two. There's two barns here and two barns here. This is the nursery. This is the fattening up barn. Each installation has its own pit. Two big concrete pits to hold the slurry, good for a whole year or almost, they figure. And surrounding this installation is all the fields that are going to be sprayed with the slurry. As you can see, it's not very far from a river. Don't even think about drinking it. Forget it. You know, it's much too dangerous. But even touching it, you risk catching a bad bug, definitely, because the coliform count is so high. And if you go downriver this way, I'd say between 4 and 10 kilometers away, is the water intake for our town water. So we drink, in my town here, water from the Richelieu River. That comes downriver from this farm, this pig farm. Isn't that lovely?
When people buy meat at the store, well, it's bad for everybody. It's bad for our health. It's bad for the environment. And it's bad for the animals that they have to suffer a lot because of that way of production.
Just the thought of an animal not seeing the sun for all its life, just to feed us, to be able to sell us a cheap roast pork. It's inhuman. We pay very dearly for the cheap pork in the supermarkets, with our health, with the environment.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Richelieu in Quebec, Canada.
Another outcome of the conditions of industrial pig production is the breeding of new pathogens, such as the deadly swine flu virus. This pandemic continues its silent spread around the globe, with new cases officially recorded in countries as distant to each other as Senegal, Romania, Egypt, United States and Turkey, which just announced an estimated 600 swine flu deaths. However, the actual human toll worldwide is too high to confirm.
We sorrow for the victims of animal farming practices that have led to such physical and emotional suffering through disease and environmental ruin. May we end all these needless risks by choosing the safe, organic, vegan way of life.
Save our planet. Amazon rainforest is close to tipping point. Speaking at the recent United Nations-sponsored Biodiversity Science Policy Conference in Paris, France, acclaimed tropical biologist Dr. Thomas Lovejoy warned that with 18% of the Amazon rainforest already gone, a cumulative loss of 20% will set forces in motion that reduce the forest just to one-third its original size within 65 years. These research findings drew on the expertise of Japan's Meteorological Research Institute, the UK's Exeter University, Brazil's Centre for Weather Forecasting and Climate Change, Germany's Potsdam Institute and Earth 3000.
Moreover, the study showed that the current combination of global warming, deforestation and forest fires are likely to undermine the Amazon's unique hydrogeological system, whereby the forest self-generates at least half of its rainfall and also brings replenishing moisture to other regions. Dr. Lovejoy's assessment affirms previous studies by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which warned that global warming would result in a 40% loss of this vital ecosystem.
Dr. Lovejoy and international scientists contributors, we thank you for your clear and cautionary message. In the narrow margin of time that remains, let us all work with renewed commitment to save our precious planet.
In her efforts to safeguard life on Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently addressed the importance of conserving the rainforests, as in an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
Saving the world's tropical forest, the lungs of the Earth, is one of the very important priorities, because when the tropical rainforests are destroyed, there are many frightening side effects. It's not just the permanent changes to the world's temperature, rainfall, and weather patterns, which the forests regulate. It's not just about the millions of people who might lose their livelihoods that depend on the forest. There is the extinction of plants and animal species that is 100 times faster than what is natural, and it ruins our ecosystems. The rainforests themselves normally is our protectors. But as the climate gets warmer, instead of absorbing CO2 to protect our planet climate, they will be emitting back CO2 as well. Now, we need to look at the main reason why there is deforestation. There is a whole industry behind it, in most of the cases, namely the livestock industry. For example, the number one reason for deforestation of the Amazon, which is the greatest lung of our planet, is to raise cattle. Stop the livestock industry. That would be the most effective way to halt global warming and restore our planet. It would save our precious forests, which take decades to grow, and create more natural forests that we need to reduce global warming.
Save our planet. In efforts to reduce carbon emissions, the entire National Taiwan University Hospital at Yunlin Branch is serving vegetarian meals only on Lunar New Year's Day, while encouraging citizens toward a healthy new year with recommended veg recipes posted on their website.
Save our planet. German researchers point out that plans to grow biofuel crops in the Amazon are environmentally detrimental because the space they occupy necessitates the clearing of additional cattle pastures, bringing further destruction through deforestation.
Hello, I'm Camelot the Camel, a vegan. Today I would like to share an exercise tip. There are many ways to stay healthy. You may want to try this ancient practice of yoga or Tai Chi. Your local community center may offer classes. There could be television programs you can follow or DVDs you can check out from the library on this subject. Have fun! And thank you for being veg, go green, and saving the planet. As always, thank you for tuning in. And now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, the American state of Hawaii establishes the nation's first ocean debris cleanup program. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, with several partners, launched the plan to improve refuse removal. Proper methods of disposal will be highlighted. NOAA also envisions taking measures to decrease the number of abandoned ocean vessels. Our sincere appreciation, Hawaii and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for your dedicated efforts to safeguard our precious seas. May our life-sustaining waters soon be returned to their pristine state as we develop more in our compassionate choices.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Arabic entitled The Plumber.
أنبوب انفجر في منزل طبيب استدعي السباك وصل السباك أفرغ حقيبة أدواته قام بأمور السمكرة لفترة من الوقت وسلم للطبيب فاتورة بمبلغ 2200 درهم تعجب الطبيب هذا أمر سخيف حتى أنني لا أجني هذا المبلغ وأنا طبيب انتظر السباك أن ينهي كلامه وقال بهدوء ولا أنا لم أجني هذا عندما كنت طبيبا
And now for our viewers' heartline on horse racing kills on our Stop Animal Cruelty series featured on Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one in this world. Others can see how horrible this is. Long live the horses. Viewer from Denmark.
Compassionate viewer, thank you for your note. We pray that humanity begins to treat our majestic horse friends with kindness and love. Perhaps you can share with your schoolmates that horses and other animals are so intelligent and well-wishing. Please use any information at suprememastertv.com/AW free of charge. Heaven's grace to you and your gentle Danish co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith and love be your inspiration in life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Syria approves the US government's nomination of a new ambassador to Damascus, which is expected to further normalize relations between the two countries.
Uruguayan President Tabaré Vázquez confirms that his administration will continue with full implementation of the country's anti-narcotics program for the good of society.
Nigeria's National Assembly appoints Vice President Goodluck Jonathan as temporary acting president, while the nation's elected leader, President Musa Yar'Adua, continues medical treatment abroad.
UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Lynn Pasco made the first high-level United Nations visit to North Korea since 2004, subsequently traveling to China for further discussions on resuming six-party denuclearization talks.
The United States pig meat industry reports $4.7 billion US dollars in losses due to higher costs, lower demand, and meat safety concerns, with one of the world's largest pork companies closing its slaughterhouse in Iowa State.
Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas meet to discuss enhancing bilateral relations as well as advancing the peace process in the Middle East.
American mixed martial arts professional and title holder Mac Danzig, also a strict vegan and animal advocate, receives a unanimous judge decision as lightweight division winner of the UFC 109 martial arts event.
Saying that Israel seeks peace with her neighbors, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expresses his hope to resume peace talks with Palestine as well as renew negotiations with Syria.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.